Now, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when we worship Him, we don't know the outcome, how wonderful He might move and change situations that have great needs. Praise the Lord. Yes, our God is so able. And how privileged we are to serve Him, the Mighty One. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. You know, it really was neat to see the sun today, and it seemed like it was a little warmer out there, and after a big snow yesterday, and things not moving too well for a few days, really, in a lot of ways. But thank the Lord. He's been with us. And here we are tonight to sing His praises and to hear His word and to give our hearts to the Lord, to draw nigh unto Him. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You again for this opportunity. We thank You for these moments that You've given us here, Lord. Oh God, while we walk this earth, Lord. Oh God, that we have these moments to turn to Thee. Oh Lord, to look into Thy word. Oh God, to give You our hearts. Oh God, to yield unto Thee, Lord. Oh God, to examine ourselves. Oh Lord, You know the severity of the times. And oh God, the great need that we have as Your children. I pray that You would work in us. I pray, oh God, that You prepare our hearts. I pray that You would get us ready, Lord, for that which is ahead. Oh God, Thy great and terrible day of the Lord. I pray, oh Lord, that You would talk to us, Lord, that appointed time. Oh God, that You know, Lord, that is before us. I pray, oh God, that You'd help us, Lord, to lay aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset, oh Lord, to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank You, Lord. We pray that You'd be here tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank You, Lord, for what You have done. And, oh, Lord, the privilege we have of serving You, Lord. I pray that Your word would register in our hearts. Pray that You would take it, Lord, and use it. Oh, Lord, for I give it to Thee, Lord. Ask that You would have Your way, Lord, that You'd use me, God. Oh, God, for without You I could do nothing. I ask the Lord for Your help tonight, that You meet the needs of Your people, Lord, and that You talk to hearts, that You stir us, that You stir that one that has not yet yielded to Thee, Lord. Pray, oh God, that You get us all ready, Lord, that we can see beyond the carnal things of this world. Oh, Lord, all the triteness. Oh, God, all the things that will soon pass away. I pray that You would help us, Lord, to see beyond it. To give hold, O God, unto the things that are eternal. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the devil be bound in all works of iniquity. Oh, God, any hindering spirits. Oh, God, anything, oh, Lord, to try to influence, oh, Lord, in a negative way. Lord, we come against it. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise be the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's such a privilege to go into the Word of God and just thank God for everyone that's online, too. I know, heard that we had 94 people online with us on Sunday, and you know, that's really happy. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we pray that God would work here tonight. And we're going to be going with His help here to the 25th chapter of Matthew. And it's kind of amazing. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to go today until I had a phone call and start talking and answering a question. And it all began to get quite clear. I just thank the Lord how amazing He is and how He shows us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to title this message, Be Found Unto Praise and Honor and Glory. And at the appearing of Jesus Christ, you might leave out that last part possibly for the sake of just having a little more room. But there's something within us. We are down here in this world for this moment. Yeah, we're just passing through. You know, our days are numbered. We all know that. And it seems like the older we get, yeah, it's more and more obvious. But, you know, regardless, our time is short. And we say that so often. You know, it just seems like the days are getting shorter. And, you know, 1 month disappears. And, you know, it's crazy, it seems like. And, you know, it's 1 year to the next. And you know, time is moving. But, you know, during this little life that we have, we are looking towards that day when we stand before God. And that's what this life is all about, because, yes, there is a day that is appointed. You know, there is a time that, you know, regardless of what we think here on this earth, there is a day that God has appointed. A day in which He will judge the world in righteousness. Oh yes, by that man whom He hath ordained, Jesus Christ. And you know, it is so important that we give heed to the everlasting gospel while we yet have breath, while we still have moments, while we can still make some changes in our lives, while we can still get closer to the Lord. Amen. So, praise the Lord, for sure we want to be found when we stand before Him unto praise and honor and glory. Praise the Lord at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, it will mean everything at that moment if we could just be on that right hand. Oh, yes, if we could just hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of my Lord." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's go to this 25th chapter of Matthew here tonight. And I don't plan to read the first portion of it. It is the very notable story of the 10 virgins and how important that is, because, you know, we can glean so much from that. And we realize from that story the very great importance of being ready, that importance of having our lamps trimmed and burning. And oh my, you know, to be ready for that moment. You know, those 10 virgins did not know the exact moment when the bridegroom would call. Oh, yes, and we don't know the exact moment when that trump is going to sound. But you know what? We're getting closer. Oh, yes, I'll tell you what, it did something to me when I heard, you know, that Bill Gates announcement where, he's talking about, you know, some kind of way using some chemicals to block the sun so it will be darkened. Oh, I say that sounds like scripture. You know, I mean, it's going to happen one of these days. The sun is going to be darkened. And, you know, the moon is not going to give its light either, and even going to be turned to blood, it says. You know, and the stars are going to withdraw. They're shining. But, you know, honestly, could it be, you know, that somebody would literally try to darken it, as, you know, Bill Gates has proposed? And whoever all is behind that scheme. Oh, I know, it's time for us to pray. But oh my, it's time for us to be ready, because one of these moments our Lord is going to come and not tarry. It is going to be over. And those 10 virgins, we know how it was. Only 5 were ready to meet the bridegroom. Only 5 had that oil that they could pour into their lamps. So that, oh yes, they were ready to meet the bridegroom. And how very dire it is for us to have that oil, the Holy Ghost, working in our hearts. Oh, we can't let it go. We can't let down our guard. We have to be on fire. We ever were on fire for the Lord, it's time to be on fire now. And we know that those 5 foolish virgins didn't have that oil sufficiently. They didn't have enough. They had to go to the store and get some more. It was too late. And when they entered into the, or tried to enter into the place where the bridegroom was, the door was closed. The door was shut. It was over. It was too late. And right now the door of salvation is still open. We still have a few moments to get right with the Lord. Oh yes, we still have some moments to pour out our heart before God, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and to be working for Him. Oh yes, we need that oil of the Holy Ghost. And oh yes, they couldn't enter in even though they desperately wanted to. You know, I have to wonder how it was in the time of the ark, you know, when those rains started to fall. Oh yes, and the people suddenly realized that Noah was not so crazy after all, that he had been preaching truth, and oh my, they hadn't listened. And now that door of that ark was shut. God had shut it, and nothing could open it. No one could open it. There was no way. It was sealed, shut. And so it is going to be. There is going to be that moment when this is over. This life is over. This time period is over. And God is going to shut the door so that those that are unjust, let them be unjust still. Those that are filthy, let them be filthy still. Those that are righteous, let them be righteous still. Those that are holy, let them be holy still. Oh, it's going to be sealed at that moment, and there's going to be no more time. There's no, not going to be another moment to get right with the Lord. Those poor women, those poor virgins, who begged the Lord to open up the door. But he told them in verse 12, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. And then, as we're given heed here in verse 13, it says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Oh, we don't know the exact moment of our Savior's arrival. But for sure we know He is coming. He is coming. He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge this world with His righteousness. Oh, yes, it will happen. Amen. Let's go on here in this 25th chapter of Matthew, and looking here at verse 14 as Jesus begins to tell another aspect of being ready for the coming of the Lord, for His great return, for that day of the Lord. It says in verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Of course, Jesus was telling this parable, and there's quite a point to it, because, you know, he's talking about His own ministry. He's talking about the kingdom of heaven here. He's talking about how it was. And, you know, he's comparing it to this man. Oh, yes, who had to go into a far country. And before he left to go on this mission, he called his own servants. And, you know, he gave them all their duties and their responsibilities. In this case, he gave them talents. And, you know, talents were a weight there back in that time. And, you know, if it was a talent of silver, it would have been equivalent to about 100 pounds. If we're talking about talents of gold, that's about 200 pounds. So these are heavy weights. But, you know, the one he gave 5 talents to, another 2, it tells us, and another 1. According to their several ability, what he would expect of them to be able to use and invest. And then he took his journey. He left. Oh, I think how it was there just before Jesus left this world, there in that first chapter of the book of Acts. Oh, he was giving them some of his final words there in this first chapter of Acts before he ascended into heaven. It tells us in verse 4 of Acts, the first chapter, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And of course they couldn't understand it, but this is what he's emphasizing. I think if we were to go into a far country and we were, giving, our expectations, the responsibilities to our servants before we left, or our children, our people, whoever was going to be watching our affairs, we would tell them the things that are most necessary to know. And so it is, I believe, here Jesus, before he was going to leave this earth, he was telling his disciples that were with him at that moment the things that were absolutely essential for them to remember foremost. And he's telling them, yes, don't depart from Jerusalem, but you wait for the promise of the Father, which he'd been talking about. Oh, yes, which they had heard of him. Yes, he told them about the promise of the Father. And he explained that, John truly baptized with water, but there was going to be a baptism. Oh, yes, that John could not give them. It was a baptism of the Holy Ghost. John himself had said that they would be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so, the time is coming here, and Jesus told them again, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, they didn't really understand this at the moment. It says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But oh my, Jesus came to establish a kingdom that was not of this world. They didn't quite get it yet. They were still expecting some changes there with natural Israel. But there was a power that they were going to receive that would change their lives, that would give them authority, oh yes, to live in this world and to do the things that Jesus Christ himself had done. Oh, verse 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord, that's what he told them. You're going to receive a power. Oh yes, a Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, is going to come upon you. The Spirit that was on Jesus Christ in his very being. That same Spirit was going to come upon his apostles, upon the believers, upon those that followed him. And they were going to become witnesses, a light in this world that is full of darkness, a witness of the truth, a witness of Jesus Christ. And yes, it was going to, start in Jerusalem, go out throughout all Judea, spread unto Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Oh, thank the Lord. I think we're in the uttermost part of the earth. And praise the Lord, the gospel has reached us. We've heard the glad tidings. Oh, yes, so we know the great news that our Lord has come and that he has sent forth his Spirit. It tells us in verse 9, and when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Oh, yes, that declaration. Oh, they watched him go, ascend into the heavens. And oh, yes, until there was a cloud that covered him. But oh, yes, those angels came back to declare, oh, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. That promise that he is coming back, that he is going to return in like manner just as he left. And back here in Matthew 25, this story, this parable that Jesus was telling, this man who went into a far kingdom, oh, Jesus is talking about himself. He was going to ascend to the heavens. His ministry was going to be short here on the earth, but oh, he was going to give his believers, his people, his children, exactly what they needed, that power that they needed to walk in this world and to proclaim the gospel, to be witnesses, to be a light in this world. He was going to pour out of that Spirit. And so he uses talents here. In this analogy that he's giving here in Matthew 25, he gave, you know, one of his servants 5 talents. He gave another of his servants 2 talents. He gave another one 1 talent and then left. Well, praise the Lord. God did not leave his people comfortless. He said, I will come to you. Oh, yes, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Oh, you see me now. I'm walking with you, but I'm going to be in you. Praise the Lord. And that was the Holy Ghost that he was going to send back so he could dwell in our very being. Oh, yes, so that he could walk with us. He could talk with us. We don't see him, but he is with us. Praise the Lord, because he is sent back of his Spirit. And praise the Lord, they received it on the day of Pentecost, didn't they? There in that upper room, oh yes, when he poured it out upon them, and they all began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Praise the Lord, and he's still doing it today. Oh yes, that gift that he poured out, oh, it wasn't just for them, but it was for them and their children. And to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so, yes, he enables us so that we can continue the work that he began. Just as here he's telling in the story, he gave him 5 talents or 2 talents or 1 talent or whatever he thought was appropriate. Tells us in verse 16 here, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. He invested those talents that had been given to him. Tells us in verse 17, and likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Oh dear. Tells us in verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Oh, it's accounting time now. He's been gone a long time, he tells us. Just as our Heavenly Father has been gone quite a while now, you know, like 2,000 years. And here we are. But one of these days, he's coming back. Amen. He's going to not tarry, but he's going to come back. And you know what? It's going to be a comforting time. Oh, it's going to be that time when we're all going to stand before Him and give an account of the time that we had, the little few moments that we had here on this earth. So, here in this parable, it says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came, brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Oh, can you just see him? Oh, they were happy. You know, he had to bring them one by one, and show, this is what I've done. This is what I have to give to you, Lord. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Oh, isn't it beautiful how the Lord so beautifully rewards? You know, he said he had been faithful over a few things. And how were the bountiful blessings of the Lord. He was going to make him ruler over many things. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the Lord's math. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 22. He also then received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he too. Oh, yes, he had worked. He had made an effort. He had invested those abilities, those talents that the Lord had given him. And yes, he heard his Lord say unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, you did. You know what I hoped you would do? You took what I gave you and you used it and you made more. Praise our God. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. But alas, here in verse 24, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Oh, he went and dug up the talent that the Lord had given him. But he had not invested. Oh, instead he was afraid. Oh, fear does terrible things. Fear hinders. Fear binds. Oh my, fear makes it so we can't go forward and do the things that the Lord would have us to do. Oh, it's not a good way to be, you know. Fear holds us back. Oh, I'm afraid to witness. I don't know what they'll say. I'm going to say it all wrong. You know, Lord, I'm not very good at saying things, you know, explaining things, telling things. Lord, I don't think I can do it. Or, you know, maybe afraid of what somebody might think, you know. Always talking about the Lord. Yeah, they're going to notice, right? They might think you're kind of strange, huh? But oh my, no. We need not worry what people think. Oh my, the Lord takes our tongue anyway. Oh yes, you know, what could we say? You know, what could we, you know, of myself, of my own ability? No, I just thank God. The more we do, The morning helps us. I don't know. It just gets a little more natural. It might be kind of hard at the first, but God just makes it easier somehow. And somehow it gets easier as time goes by and you learn to just kind of step over some of those barriers and some of those hindrances and those fears and those things that, you know, make it seem like, I can't do that, you know. But praise the Lord, God knows how to help us. He made our tongue, you know. He got a little bit upset with Moses because Moses, you know, made excuses. He didn't think he could talk, you know. But, you know, and God said, well, did I make your tongue? You know, am I not able to use you? Well, go get Aaron. He's a good spokesman. He knows how to speak. He'll speak for you, you know, but you'll have to tell him what to say. we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. All the things that we can do for God, you know, if we just get going and just start with our little bit and let Him start using us. Praise the Lord, we can do things for the Lord. We can invest our lives in the kingdom of God. This poor man that, you know, was afraid and hid that which the Lord had given him in the earth and didn't invest it, didn't use it. Oh, it tells us in verse 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Oh, the Lord expects us to use that which He has given us, those abilities, the money, whatever all He has given us, the talents, the time, all those precious things that He has given to us, He expects us to use it for His name's sake and for His glory. This man had not done it. And therefore he is told, verse 28, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And even more so here in verse 30, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh dear, none of us want to fall into that category, do we? Oh, we all want to invest our time, our talents, our money, or whatever we have for the cause of the Lord, so that we have something to show Him, something to give Him, something to our credit that we did for His sake, for the kingdom of God's sake. Oh, we want to have some profit in our living. He has done so much for us. He has called us. He has chosen us in how we want to be faithful so that we can stand before Him. Oh, yes, and show Him what we have done for the sake of His kingdom. Oh, what a need it is to be a profitable servant. He has given us of the Holy Ghost, so that we could be a witness in this world that is so dark and so full of despair and so full of men's foolishness and philosophies and all kinds of things that will lead them to hell. Oh, God, help us to be a light in this world. Oh, yes, to use that which He has given us. Little as much when God is in it. Praise the Lord, He can take our little and make it something much greater. Praise be to our God. As we continue here in this 25th chapter, we've got another aspect that he's showing here and explaining even in great detail how we can serve our God. It says in verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." And I think, wow, this description here in verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, and shall sit upon his throne of glory." What a contrast. The first time he came to this world, he came as a babe, as a newborn, was laid in a manger. Oh, yes, a place, a feeding trough for the animals, a manger. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes. You know, and they didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. There was no room for him even in the inn. But you know, and there he was. That's how he came to the world the first time. Oh, unknown, unrecognized as a lowly babe, as a servant, as he even ministered unto the people. But oh my, he came to seek and to save those that were lost. He came as the good shepherd to gather his sheep together. Oh yes, and to bring forth the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. And now he's coming again. He's going to come and not tarry. He's going to come again. But this time, oh my, they're all going to see him. They're all going to know him. Oh, he's going to come in clouds and every eye shall see him. Oh, kindreds of this world are going to wail because of him. They're going to see who he is, and they're going to realize, oh my, how so many of them refused to acknowledge him, refused to bow the knee to him, refused to repent and get right. He's going to come in such a way, oh yes. Oh, he's going to come in his glory. Oh, yes. Every eye is going to see him. Oh, they all saw which crucified him. Oh, my. All kindreds of the earth are going to wail because of him. They're going to know who he is when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all his holy angels and sits upon the throne of his glory. And, oh, my, it's a counting time. Oh, yes. It says that before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. You know, and by all nations, it's talking about individuals. Oh, people from all kindreds and tongues and tribes and nations. Oh, you know, coming together, they're standing before him as individuals. And that is going to happen. He's going to be separating them one from another. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and he took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he visited me. I was in prison, and he came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And here it is, oh my. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these, least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Oh, praise the Lord. That's how we can work for the Lord. That's how we can fulfill the will of our God. Oh, yes. By helping one another. Oh, you know, doing those little things that we can do. Oh, visiting that person when they're sick. Praying for them, you know, writing those letters, those notes, comforting those people that need comfort. Oh, witnessing, being a light in this world. Maybe making a pot of soup for that person who is hungry or, you know, needs a little assistance. All those things that we can do for one another. What a blessing. Oh, that's how we do it unto the Lord. Those things that we do, in fact, everything we do, we're supposed to do heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. Everything that we do on this earth should be unto the Lord. You know, to do it with gladness, with thankfulness, with a right spirit, you know. Even though it might be something we hate to do, if we can, oh yes, do it unto the Lord. Oh, yes. And these things that we could do to minister unto one another. Oh, praise the Lord. Verily I say unto you, the king's answer here, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Oh, praise the Lord. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand. Oh, such a different story. How we want to be counted as a sheep on his right hand. How we want to hear him say, well done, thou hast been faithful over a few things. Oh, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of my Lord. How we want to hear him say that. But here to those that are on his left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh, what a sorry state, you know, that hell fire wasn't originated for man. No, it was made for the devil and his angels. But sad to say, hell hath enlarged herself, as it tells us in the book of Isaiah. And you know, it's so sad, but there are going to be a people that will be condemned. Oh, that will be cursed, that will be told to depart from God into everlasting fire, as it tells us here, prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh my, we could just get all that deep into our hearts. You know, if we could only listen now, while we yet have a little time, if we could only heed now, because that day is coming, when we stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we give an account of the deeds that were done on this earth. Oh, how we want to hear him say, well done. Oh, dear Lord, help us. And he tells them that are on his left, for I was an hungered, and he gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Oh, Lord, help us. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, Inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. All the wonderful provisions of the Lord, the things that He has prepared for them that love Him. Oh, I have not seen, ear hath not heard the things, oh yes, that are prepared for them that love Him. And we get just a little glimpse of that there in that first chapter of Peter. There when Peter was writing, and talking about those things that are reserved for the children of God. It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh, praise the Lord, the provisions that He's made that we could be sanctified by the Holy Ghost, unto obedience in that blood of Jesus Christ, which He so wonderfully shed for us. And it says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. Oh, this is what we have to look for. Think of this description here. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's what we have to look for, forward to. Everything on this earth is corruptible. Oh, yeah, it's subject, you know, to breakage, to rust, to corruption, to all kinds of possibilities. It's limitations. And everything on this earth gets defiled, it seems. But we have a lively hope in the Lord. Oh, the one that has, according to His abundant mercy, that mercy that was so wonderful, so amazing, so abundant that, we couldn't really even grasp the full extent of it by any means. We've got this lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And that hope of an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away. And besides, it's reserved. It's reserved in heaven for you. Praise the Lord, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The Lord is keeping power. He's gonna, it's gonna be obvious at that moment when He makes up His jewels. That beautiful moment when we stand before Him, and that day, when it's obvious who has served the Lord and who is not. I just gotta read this little verse here from Malachi here. That third chapter, as it ends, verse 16 and 17 and 18, says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. And what does He say about those that feared Him? That talked about Him, that hearkened unto Him. He said, they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Oh, we're going to be his jewels. Oh, yes. That's right, you know. And he's going to spare us. Oh, yes. Because we were faithful servants. Oh, yes, because we had hearkened unto his word. And oh, yes, we talked about it. Oh, yes, we shared it. Oh, we spread it. We did what we could do for the cause of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, those that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name. Oh, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him, oh, praise the Lord, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Oh, that day when it's going to be obvious, the sheep on the right. Oh, yes, the goats on the left. But, oh, it's going to be obvious at that moment who they were, those that truly serve the Lord, that sorting out time. Oh, yes, when the wheat is separated from the chaff at that moment. Oh, yes. But praise the Lord. You know, the Lord knows how to keep us, as it tells us back here in 1 Peter, this first chapter, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I tell you what, it's not always so easy down here, is it? You know, there's all kinds of conflicts and trouble and issues and, you know, conflicts, health issues that rise, and, you know, times when we're not feeling very well, and you know, things with relationships that go awry. Oh, we know all kinds of things that happen here in this world. Crazy things. Doorbells ringing when they should, like was the case with me yesterday. Oh, man, that doorbell started ringing again, chiming away, and nobody was there to ring it. Oh, well, the Lord got me through that. Amen. But so it is. There's all kinds of manifold temptations, crazy things at times that come across our path. Oh, but our God helps us. Oh, praise the Lord. And so we know he's going to help us. He's going to make a way, you know. Somehow it's going to work out, even though it might seem like we can't see, we can't understand. It seems impossible. But it tells us in verse 7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's the great hope of our soul. Oh, when we stand before him, oh, that we might be found unto his praise, his honor, his glory at the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, praise the hath has not yet been told, the things that are reserved for them that love the Lord. Oh, that inheritance, that incorruptible inheritance that he has reserved for his people. One that will never be defiled. Oh, my, no. One that will never fade away. Praise the Lord, one that's reserved for his people. Oh, how it is. God's wonderful plan, even from the foundation of the world. That day when, oh, He would gather His children together. Oh, when they would come from the four corners of the earth. Oh, yes, and stand there before Him as His children, as His sheep. Oh, yes, to His glory, to His honor, to His praise. Oh, yes, that wonderful plan that He had that day when He would say to them that are on the right, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And yes, that description there in the 20th chapter of Revelation, as I get ready to close here, it tells us in Revelation 20, verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works." Oh, just as that parable that Jesus told us there in the 25th chapter of Matthew. Oh, yes. "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Well, here we are. This little bit of time that God has given us. But what we do with this time will matter for all eternity. Oh, yes, because we certainly will all stand before that judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds that were done in the body. Oh, yes, that day will come. That day when it's over, time is over, and it stands as it has been. "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still." Oh, we know how we want to stand before the Lord. Oh, we want to stand, yes, there before Him, to be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh yes, you have been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh yes, that's what we are working for here on this earth. Oh yes, that's what we're striving for. The temptations come, the trials come. Oh, all those hard things. But oh yes, we can be more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us. Through Christ we can do all things. If we could just take up that cross and follow Him and give heed to the things that He would have us to do. Not to bury that talent that He gave us. Not to hide it in the earth. But oh, to invest it. Invest it in the pearl of life. Oh, yes. of the moments that He's given us, you know, the circumstances, the time, and the money, the abilities, whatever, all He has given us, given to us, so that we can be accounted worthy to stand before Him. Oh, yes. And to enter into the gates of that city. Oh, yes, because, oh, there is going to be nothing that defiles. Oh, yes, nothing, oh, yes, that is corruptible that will enter in to that city. That city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that place, yes, where there is no more death. Where there's no more crying, there's no more trouble. Oh, praise the Lord, that city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, praise the Lord, how we want to be found in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, thank God for these moments, these little moments of time. We may not have much of it left. Looking at what's happening on this world right now, in this nation right now, and the proposals of men and all the possibilities, we may not have much more time. This world is spinning, it's turning. You know, one day it's going to be upside down. It's all coming to a halt. But praise the Lord, we know that our God is coming. And if we can just endure it to the end, the same shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, to be found unto His glory and His honor and His praise at His appearing, the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Talk to us. Help us to be what you want us to be, Lord. Help us to spend our life serving you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, endeavoring to do the very best we can. Investing, oh, Lord, the things that are of thy kingdom. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, speak to our hearts and help us, Lord. Work in us, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, call those that are not yet ready to repentance, Lord, and to a walk with you, Lord. Pour out of your Spirit. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing. Praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are going to open our hymnals in closing and turn to number 340, Jewels.
He will gather
the gems for His kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, His love and His own. Little children, little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, His loved and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, His love and His own. Like the stars of the morning, His bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, His love and His own. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you.